This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, is fasting only for Muslims? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Fasting during the month of Ramadan is one of the pillars of Islamic teachings. In Islamic lifestyle, fasting has always existed. Did it exist before Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced it as a mandatory act for Muslims? This is a question we're going to deal with today. Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it had been prescribed for those who came before you, so that you may guard yourself against displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to this verse, which is chapter 2, verse number 183, the tradition of fasting is not unique to Islam. Even the Christians and the Jews are familiar with this tradition. For example, the Jewish people observe fasting in connection with the Day of Atonement. And there is the Christian tradition of Lent, which refers to the period of 40 days, excluding Sundays, from Ash Wednesday to Easter, which was until the recent past observed annually as a season of fasting. So it's very clear that fasting for a believer is not a new thing. It existed in the tradition of Abrahamic religion. Islam, of course, being the final message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the final doctrine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for humanity, is most comprehensive in terms of its guidelines and clear guidelines for every single believer that exists and follows the holy religion of Islam. So brothers and sisters, we know then it is not something specific to Muslims only. It's just that some of the other religions, other Abrahamic religions, so to speak, which Islam is the continuation of, being the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the followers of that religion, because of their lack of seriousness, they have forgotten and they have forsaken this divine practice of fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in specific times. And for us Muslims, it's the time of the holy month of Ramadan. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today, we quickly discussed whether fasting has been made obligatory and compulsory only for Muslims, or were there others before Muslims who used to fast as well, and it was prescribed for them as well. We used a verse of Quran to explain the answer, and you know the answer, that Muslims are not an exception. It has been a tradition in the Abrahamic religions that the believers and the followers of Abrahamic religion, they would fast. Now, fasting for Muslims means that all physically fit and mature Muslims have to totally and completely abstain from food, drink, smoking, and sexual activities. This abstinence has to be exercised every day from dawn to dusk. The Holy Quran says it is made lawful for you to have sexual relations with your wives during the night of the fast. So it's not like it's a 24/7 type of a thing. No, it's from dawn to dusk. Here we should like to encourage to know the jurisprudential rulings of Islam. Sometimes we take things too lightly And other times, we make our lives too difficult for no reason. See, for you, for me, for all of us, the key is to stick to the letter of the law. Don't try to make your life too difficult that, oh, in this holy month, I'm going to do these 10 things. No, you don't have to come up with your own recipe. The recipe has been provided to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. So look towards the jurisprudential rulings and follow it to the T. So remember, this is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants and wishes for us to traverse through those spiritual elevated ranks without hurdles, right? And for that, He has tried to provide us with everything, and He has given us everything, and He has provided us with everything that we require to accelerate at a very fast pace throughout this month to get to a closer and attain a closer position to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like many of us awliya do every year. You know, they wait for this season. It's like a spring, right, for a believer. So those awliya, they wait for this time period, and then as soon as this holy month starts, they start to elevate themselves. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.